Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. Prince William of the British royal family, after his first visit to Israel, says that he wants to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's the headline. John Rood will come to the broadcast table with me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The visit to Israel by Prince William, which actually, as we remind everybody, was the first of the royal family to visit the state of Israel in the entire 70-year history of the nation. Now, he went back to England. He made this statement. He's dedicated for a Middle East peace. That means a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. John, does he give any indication of indeed how he hopes to make that happen?
We have to realize, of course, Prince William, he is a very experienced diplomat. And so something like this is very deliberate when the first ever member of the British royal family makes an official visit to Israel. So it appears to be very deliberate that he is expressing good intentions for a lasting peace in the region. Jimmy, I'm sure you've heard of a book that's been out sometime, The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea, which makes a very compelling argument for Prince Charles being the Antichrist, based on symbolism and secret societies and so forth. It's actually more profitable to identify Antichrist spirit, like we see in 1 John 2. There's many Antichrists. That's how we know it's the last day, the last time. Being aware of Antichrist spirit, this is a highly biblical issue.
John Rood and his report on the results of the first ever visit by a member of the British royal family to Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. John Rood mentioned a book in his conversation with me entitled The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. This book actually refers to Prince Charles, the father of Prince William, as the Antichrist. Now let me quickly assure you that no earthly being can know for sure who the Antichrist is. The Antichrist is the satanically energized world leader during the tribulation period after the rapture. John also mentioned the spirit of Antichrist as referred to in 1 John. It is very evident that there is a spirit of Antichrist in our world today, which is, of course, a precursor to the appearance of the Antichrist. Again, I acknowledge that no earthly being, you or me, can know who the Antichrist is. But I believe all of us can recognize that the spirit of Antichrist is in our world today, which is setting the stage for the Antichrist to appear. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...